This is the Word of God, the only Word of God on the planet Earth. So it's very important to be careful with it. Let us now hear from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, beginning verse 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, winds blew, beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. May the Lord bless this portion of his holy word to our hearts and to our minds. Yes, Lord Jesus, we do ask that you would bless these words to us. And we would have and we would hold them forever until we are able to look thee in the face and thou dost say, enter into my presence. Dear servant, well done, good and faithful servant. Find us all that way, Lord, even now, through the power of thy grace. We ask this in your name. Amen. Well, my text is from this. Verse 24, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, verse 24a there, which sayings? What you talking about? This comes at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. Many have said the greatest sermon ever preached. And in that sermon, he said many things. Paramount among the many things he said was that the kingdom of God is not of this earth. It is called the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven for a reason. The emphasis on heaven. He talked about the characteristics of a Christian. Didn't have to do with nationality. Didn't have to do with race, ethnicity. No. He described the character of his people, of God's precious people, as the poor in spirit, the meek, the mild, the merciful, the pure in heart, of heart, peacemakers, those that mourn over their sin, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And yes, in a word, those that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, they are the ones that belong to me. They are the ones that have inserted my word and my ways and my commandments and my precepts in their lives. They are the ones who have heard and who have listened and installed into their lives The very words and ways of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel, which is able to save to the uttermost those being saved, and is able to save the young and the old. You are never too young to understand what is necessary for salvation. Excepting, of course, maybe an infant, a very young child, but in just a little while they could be made to understand it too. There is no other way. Let's first talk about our house, because that's the image here Jesus uses in this. He's talking about those who are wise guys and gals and those who are foolish. The wise guys and gals build their house upon the rock. The foolish build it upon the sand. Now, what is he talking about? Is he really talking about construction? We all know what a house is, right? I like to think of my house as my home. What's a home? They say home is where the heart is, right? Why is the heart there? It's because the people that you love the most are there. It's because there's peace there. There's goodwill. There's rest. There's shelter. There's security. It's a happy place, right? The best place you can be. What a home should be, right? And so I think we take a lot of time in thinking about where we want to live and building a house or having it built or buying a house, making sure it's well done, well constructed. And then when we get in there, we fix it up. We interior decorate. We do many things to make it just a wonderful place, a pleasant place. Well, you have a wise builder and a foolish builder pictured here, right? The foolish builder, well, he wants a home too. He wants a house and a home, but he wants it right away. He wants it quick. So let's just say he builds his house and he builds it very quickly and he wants to move in and enjoy it while he watches the wise one, the wise builder, still digging his foundation. He has his house finished. He's living in it. He's enjoying it. The wise guy, so to speak, is still digging hard to lay his foundation. What's wrong with this picture? Well, Jesus points out that things aren't always going to go well. The sun is not always going to be shining. You have to think about the terrain you're on. You have to think about the rain and the floods that come and the winds that blow and the lightnings that streak across the sky. You just don't want to do a rush job on these things. You don't want to cut corners. This is going to be a place of security and rest and comfort and happiness. It has to be built well, in the right way. Of course, you know, and I, that Jesus is not talking about construction. He's just given an image here, sample of how people should think about themselves, about their lives, about their relationship with God. In other words, if your house is going to last, then you have to think about not only the present, but the future. Likewise, if you're going to last, you have to think about not only the present, but the future. You have to build your house upon the rock. And what and who is that rock? We find out in another place of Scripture, of course, that that rock is Jesus Christ. You need to build your life upon Jesus Christ. Now, why? Why do I need to build my life upon Jesus Christ? What has He ever done for me? Well, are you a sinner? What's the answer? Yeah. I'm a sinner. Call it what you will. Mistakes, weaknesses, flaws, character flaws, whatever it is. You're a sinner. Now, why should God, who is perfect and has a place that is perfect, let you or me into heaven? Into His heaven, into His kingdom, with sin. How are you going to get into heaven with sin? Don't say, I'm better than I am worse. That doesn't work, does it? That's like the criminal saying, hey, I only murdered one person in my whole life. Or the robber saying, I've only robbed 3 houses ever. I've only committed about 1 million sins, but I've done 2 million good things. It doesn't work. What Jesus Christ has done is He's made it possible for sinners such as we are to enter into the kingdom of God, because He took on the punishment for us who broke the law. He never did. He kept the law. He kept the commands of God. He kept the entire Old Testament. He fulfilled it all, and all the prophecies, all in this one person. He did it all. And He did it for such as we are. That's building your house upon the rock. Now, it's all about security, isn't it? Talked about our home, our house. We want security. Why do we want security in this place? Well, you hear about the bad weather, right? There are a lot of people that are affected by bad weather. That's just one of the things that we have to look out for when we, wherever we live. Even here, which is pretty good. You know, we have our share of tornadoes. Not too many, though. And thunderstorms can be pretty nasty. Windstorms, I know that the shingles on the roof of a few people's homes have flown away. Does a lot of damage, the wind. There are power outages because of the storms and flooding basements and things like that. Many more people have much more severe things happening. And you security, right? Because the world out there, it's rough and tumble. It's not just a beautiful day like today. Wow. If every day was like that, we would think it's paradise, right? Until the volcano erupts in Hawaii. And the lava starts, followed by a tsunami. Builds up momentum and floods out the place. Or in the tropics where it rains for 30, 60, 90 days straight without ceasing. We need security. Plus, life has its problems too. Financial problems. I think all of us know about that. Time to time, we've all had them. Maybe still are having some. We know some people are. And that's troubling. You know, it just takes your energy. It drains you. You're kind of thinking, well, how am I going to pay this next payment? How am I going to pay this off? And you just can't help thinking about it, right? Of course, there's illnesses, the passing of loved ones, problems. How do we secure ourselves and them? Then there's the devil, right? The devil prowling about, seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants you. He can't have Christ anymore. He wants you, Christian. He wants to trouble you. He wants to delay you. He wants to tempt you. He wants to carry you off. He wants to toss you to and fro. And he uses others to do it. And you know, the foolish person doesn't reckon with any of this. He depends upon the arm of flesh. He depends upon his friends, his neighbor. He depends upon his government. He depends upon the economy. He depends upon this world. He doesn't have a spiritual bone in his body. But when something horrific happens, like 9/11 happened, yeah, he might resort to prayer. When the devastation just wipes out the whole community, yeah, she might then begin to pray. And the houses of worship will be filled up for a while, but it's short-lived. It fades, as did 9/11 and the response, the so-called spiritual response. Faded out, died out. No more. Christian, person who has been listening to Jesus preach and teach, talking about the kingdom of heaven and the characteristics of God's people and the spiritual reality that is of paramount importance. Importance for this world and certainly for the world to come, the Christian takes refuge, whatever the situation in his or her life. The wise guy or gal takes refuge in God. You know why? Because he knows God cares about him. Yes, he does discipline him. Right? He does discipline his children. You're not his child if there is no discipline. And one of the ways he does is through the word being preached. You being admonished and rebuked from the pulpit. That's one way God disciplines and counsels you at the same time. And you don't like it, right? I don't like you, Pastor, because you get a little loud. And you go a little too long in your message. And you repeat yourself. You know, all these complaints that I hear. And you know what I say to them? make it up with the Lord. Tough. I know you don't like to hear that. Why do you have to be so abrasive? I'm sorry if my personality offends. That's my fault. But the Word of God, if that offends, what's your fault? So God does discipline us, but He loves us nonetheless. He cares for us. And so we flee to Him like the father who has just disciplined his child and the child is crying and just runs to him and just wraps her arms around his legs. I'm so sorry, Dad. And God's going to see us through. He promises that He'll never leave us or forsake us, no matter what the situation, circumstances, no matter how hard things are. I'm going to work these things out for your salvation. Mark my word, I'm going to work everything out that you're going for your salvation. Now, we need to teach our young people these things. Our young people need to know that they need to put their trust, their confidence, their faith, their hope, their love in one person, and that's Jesus Christ. And they need to build their life and do whatever it is they're doing. Going to school, going to work, having friends and family as well, and a home life. They need to establish all those things based on the Word of God. They need to learn how to discern what's right from what's wrong, what's good from what's bad, how to insert into their lives what Jesus is talking about, and build up their characters, their Christian characters, as Jesus instructs in the Great Sermon on the Mount. Meek and mild and peaceful and mourning and so on. They need to learn how to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in their life and not a better paycheck. That could come. It may come. But the most important thing is to take the time to be holy. That means mothers and fathers, you with young children, need to, I've said this before, you need to establish a family altar before it's too late. And they don't get it. You need to show them by example what it is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all the things that they'll be added to you, they'll be given to you. Take no thought for the morrow in terms of what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. No, God's going to provide it all. If you seek first the kingdom of God's righteousness, you seek His word out, you learn His word, those things will come to you. He says here, now let's finish this up. There's just so much to say. He talks about the foolish man, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon the house, this is in verse 27, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about Judgment Day. He's talking about that terrible day when all things are going to be wiped away. Just like a great flood wiped away everyone and everything in Noah's day. A precursor, a warning, a significant warning of judgment to come. The opening of just a little portal of hell pouring upon the cities in the plain, Sodom and Gomorrah, and wiped them. The flames of hell licked them from the earth wiping them out. A warning that judgment day is going to come and great will be the fall. And all the other things that are going on that you read about and hear about more and more because of the communications and technology, technological advancements, the floods and the plagues and the sufferings, the tsunamis and the fires and the whatever, all warnings that judgment is upon the earth and judgment day is about to come, and where are you at? Are you the wise builder who has built his house, his life, his church, his home life upon the rock who is Jesus Christ? Or have you not? Or have you tried to do both? Building upon the sand and the rock, half and half. You know what Jesus said about that? You cannot have two masters. You'll love the one, hate the other. You'll despise the one and cling to the other. You can't serve both. Which is it? Building your life. Building your church. Building your home. Founding and establishing your heart. Upon Christ or this world? Can that both? Which is it? I know you think you can, but you can't. Which is it? Totally Christ or partly this world, and Christ means this world? Remember, where your heart is, that's where your treasure lies. What do you treasure most? Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for telling us the truth. Speaking the truth in love, in love of your people, yes. To be wise, to be prudent, to be a wise guy and a wise gal, according to what you say here, is to build upon the rock, and you are the rock, we know that. And may we all build and keep on building upon you, Lord. Yes, we fail. We're not perfect. The world interferes with us. We are weak. But when we are weak, the apostle has told us, then you are strong. May we rely upon you solely and wholly in every way, in every day. We ask it in your name. Amen. Let's in closing sing hymn number 157. 157. Let's rise up to sing this hymn.